Going on, man. This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
We gonna do this before we get off, man. Continue with your thought. Continue with your thought on Big Sean for a moment, though. But we gonna get into this track. Go ahead, bro.
Oh god.
Yeah, because I agree with you, man. It's like Big Sean first two albums, man. I remember you bumping. I was like, who is this? And I was like, Big Sean. I'm like, and I was like, and then I heard him like freestyle, and I was like, why ain't he doing that?
Right. Yeah. So then when it got to Dark Sky Paradise, that's actually one of my favorite albums. Then that's when he started getting his recognition.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's one of them things too. Like you think about when Big Sean was coming out, it was the wrong wave. You know what I'm saying? You that was one of the ones you had to catch that wave when it jumped on. You know what I'm saying? Like we talked about that with like when Monica Brandy and who was the third lady at that time? Yeah. What did you say?
Was it Aaliyah?
And Aaliyah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like Aaliyah, Brandy, and Monica, literally, if you came out at that time, your hope for success severely dropped, especially with Aaliyah. I mean, like Aaliyah to me still like top three best. You know, I mean, it's like she had so much crossover appeal. And it's, I told you, I think I showed y'all the anime, you know, that people did, like they animated her and Timbo's beat into a doggone anime for 3 minutes, putting people in tears. And we was like, this girl been gone for 20 years, almost 24 years. And even still, her voice can carry over into any genre that you want to go to. That right there is, if she had been alive, I mean, it's like she would have been on anime anything, because like her and Timbo was like full on anime. Let's keep it at 100. I mean, like their sound together, it sounded like something when you watch a fantasy movie or an anime, you know what I'm saying? Like an action anime. That's the sound of her album, like that. That's what it sounded like. So you know what I'm saying? But Big Sean just came out of if he had caught the wave when he did, because like it was like right when the ebb was going down, and it's like if you had just caught it, the wave at the right point in time and stuck with it, he'd have been a monster. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I'm not saying he's not a monster with the beat, right. But I think he would have been better recognized. You know what I'm saying? In that regard, and that's no shade towards him, because dude is a great lyricist.
Oh yeah,
here's the thing.
I mean, it's good that he's on good music, but at the same time, it didn't do him any favors.
Yeah,
because when Finally Famous was getting ready to come out, it kept getting pushed back.
Yeah,
and then like you say, like they put it out. It finally came out. But people, you know what I'm saying, people weren't really feeling like they felt it, but they weren't feeling it.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to remember the year, because I'm trying to remember what came out that same year, because when he dropped, I was like, it was too late. 2011. You know what I'm saying? It was like you had been producing albums and mixtapes for about like 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like really doing stuff like really deep. And it was too late. By the time 2011 came, there was a whole host of suckers that was already ready. Like Kid Cudi was already like, to me, I could be a ignorant novice for saying this, but this was to me. to me, his biggest competition was Kid Cudi. That when I heard Kid Cudi, I was like, yeah, bro, you got to beat Kid Cudi. And he didn't beat Kid Cudi. You know what I'm saying? I was like, if you had beat this dude when Day and Night came out.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he had not let this dude drop Day and Night.
Dude, I'm going to tell you like this.
But yeah,
I would bump a Day and Night. Like
every day, like, day and night. Yeah, I remember.
Was everybody looking at me sideways? Like, what is this?
Oh, I remember. Oh, that's all we day and night. And I'm like, God dang it, Mitchell. Like, turn this thing off, man. Come on, bro. But yeah, but the same, but that beat, man, that beat was great, you know. So but off that now. So go ahead.
Dang it. I forgot about Dr. Genius.
Oh, you're talking about for the show?
Yeah, like Doc because you know, who all was it? I think it was Dot. Emil, I forgot his last name. Dot, Emil, and Plain Pat. They would want, like, you know what I'm saying, like Man on the Moon 1 and 2.
Yeah.
They took it, they really took care of him.
Yeah, they did. I mean, that dude sounded stellar on his albums. You know what I'm saying? That's like and it's crazy, like at least for me, I'm thinking Kid Cudi, the one who self-destructed himself. B.O.B. And
yeah, B.O.B. man.
He self-destructed, man. Became a flat earther. I was like, bruh, oh my goodness. I said, you know what, man? This is over. This whole conversation is not dead. You know, I was like, I don't even want to hear none of your songs. Yeah, he had a banger, Don't Let Me Fall, right? You know, like that. That was my jam. You know, it's Don't Let Me Fall. Don't let me fall. I mean, I think I had wrestlers in WWE games coming out to that track. That track was so fire. So that was a fire track. But yeah, after that, I was like, bro, what the world are you doing?
So I think it was after his third album, because I was saying, like, let me see, The Adventures of Bobby Ray. That opened the door for him. Then he did Strange Clouds.
Yeah.
That you know what I'm saying? So he was still going. You know what I'm saying? Like, He kind of plateaued a little bit with the third one. I forgot the name.
That's because by that time he was a flat earther. That's why he plateaued. Flat earth. So I was like, I don't.
So I was like, right after that album came out.
Yeah.
Right after that album came out, once they found out he was a flat earther, that was.
Yeah, that was it, man. It's like, bro. I mean. I ain't getting there right now. So what we're gonna do right now is special because you know, Tech N9ne, you know what I'm saying, they got a track or face off with Joey Cool, King Izzo, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now, me and Ice have already listened to this track. We've already listened to it. We've already you know, talked about it in the DMs about it, you know, like, but I just want to do a live reaction.
Because
it's different when you do it live with your homies. So different when you listen to this music live with your peoples. Because it's we're gonna get into it.
Give the people more.
Yes, we do. I think you're right, bro.
I know you talked about this. Let's give the people more.
We gotta give the people more. Let's go.
Oh, they're gonna fuck
shit.
Spirit of a lion describes my soul. Give it up to Zion, then my fire grows. Wishing of a riot inside my lobe. And my tripping is the highest when I fight my foes.
Bip, I'ma hit him with this. You about to get your ass kicked. My technique is so sick, I'm about to make the hit quick. Whole lot of muscle, you don't wanna be in a tussle. Better than me, that's rubble. You want trouble, what's up though?
Feeling hot to kill a top gorilla. Drop a nail to pops and grill the eye. For real, your clock and yield to stop your wheel. A shot, the deal was knock you till you plop.
Okay, so just to make this point very plain, the cadence for this song has already been set. Okay.
Ain't nothing to mess with.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the cadence has already been set. Okay. We know what a lyricist is supposed to sound on this beat. The problem was they put him on first. Let's continue. they shouldn't have put him on first. They should have let us hear people that's just not do it right, and then he come in the end and destroy it. versus it being the other way around. So we're just gonna keep going. I got a hell coming your way. You saw for Dan the thing in your play. Never competitive with a better kid to go great. Gonna be dead because I fed it to the moon grave. When you wake up in that wet blood, ain't no way you're about to get up. How you know that I taxed your ass cause you got the motherfucking check stub. Always gonna have to pay cost when you stepping in my way, boss. When I build steel and you stay soft, you're gonna punk out when we face off. Bravo, they gon' take our face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take our face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take our face off. They a young man, they rumble. Run up, get a combo quickly, help you understand, but stay humble. Don't nobody wanna talk about the way of the world, the way of the world, to make them all crumble. And I might stumble, but I pick myself up, brush myself off my thoughts of a goddamn ball. I am at their neck, like I'm Malcolm X, like I'm Dr. King, like I'm Cornel West, like I'm UEP, like I'm Booker T, like I'm Rosa Parks. I'ma need my rest, niggas know what I'm about. I run up in your house, get a ball on your couch, talk you right in your mouth. I ain't never no clout, nigga really go south. I'm prepared to go to battle whenever there is a bout. I am Muhammad, Ali, I'm paying the homage. Policy is to be honest, I take it beyond it, though I can relate to what bonics. And really, I hate to be ominous, all of your hate is too obvious. I am the hustle, the muscle, I pay for the audience. I am against them with knowledge. If you wanna enter the ring, I would hate to be opposite. Jab with the right, jab with the left, jab with the right. They got them all staggering. He gon' come back with the right, back with the left. That's when he stabs to the side, now dagger. You gon' be damned if you do damn, if you don't bounce. And I'm like, cash is my swagger. Really don't matter, part of them harder than lawless. I'm shit, kicking that jargon. Bravo, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off. Barber cape off, I'm giving it fade. Based off the description I gave, cut the game off. I'm a street fighter, beat the brakes off like the whip on the stage. Hand out as flippers, my play haters ain't off. You get Hitler and stay, gonna be chaos like an emerald chase when I face off in the Nicolas Cage. Yeah, I'm living in rage. Put your pussy nigga like I'm visiting his babe. I was sitting in this window going, man, the doctor told me they forgive me, but they didn't. I remember them days, and I don't wanna be Batman, nigga. I'm Bane. Literally, how the venom in my veins. It's a little bit killer, really, but second and burning. The more I think about it, my life was twisted. Wait. Reminiscing of what my dad would wonder. Why they couldn't reach it like they didn't have my number. Fighting for my sanity, I never had the hunger. Put a nigga underground quick, that's a bonus. Shock, I'm like a master's brother. Better pick your battles, busters halfway under. Hit more time than acupuncture when it comes to rumbling. I'm macro thunder. Really, it be funny when I kick it to you. That means I'm gripping in the iron when I'm running the mic because you're really weak, like I'm kicking it with buddies. When I beat a nigga up like I was iron, nigga, Mac, I tell him. Wait till the December when I jump up on the cross. Leave a nigga humble like them with any drop. Cause Willie, we can rumble like Jackie in the Bronx. We gon' what I like about this is that, like, at least the part that I really like about this track, man, you feel it too. The high of lyricism, right? You know what I'm saying? We just kept, it just kept going up, right? The lyricism was just, it feels so crisp, you know what I'm saying? Like it was like watching a relay race, you know what I'm saying? Homeboys passing off to the net, and the next guy is like keeping that same momentum, keeping that same flow, keeping that same, and then we get to Dwayne Johnson. They gon' take your face off, they gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off, they gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off, they gon' rumble, they gon' take your face off. Yeah, he really did, you know, take that jacket off like he was about to go in there and rock bomb somebody. I would have preferred to see that instead of hearing him rap. So enjoy this, people. This episode is rated E for explicit, by the way, but yeah, that'll already be denoted on the actual episode. So yeah. It's about drive, it's about power. We stay hungry, we devour. Put in the work, put in the hours, and take what's ours. Like in Simone in my veins, my culture banging with strange. I change the game, so what's my motherfucking name? What they gonna get though? Desecration, defamation. If you wanna bring it to the masses, face to face, now we escalating. When I have to butt boost the asses, mean on ya, like a dream. When I'm rumbling, you're gonna scream, mama. So bring drama to the King Brahma. Fight at you with extreme mana. They pretty much had to change the beat for this dude. Like,
yeah,
they had to change the beat for this dude. You know, like you can feel it. You can feel it. I was like, he can't keep up. He couldn't keep up with this, man. Like, so they gotta throw him some Tiramana. You know what I'm saying? Like his own liquor. You know, they're like, look, just get this man his own liquor. Let him do his promo.
Thank you, brother Tech Nine. Thank you, Tiramana.
I say it was like a little promo for Tiramana, which is his liquor. He doesn't need any more promotion for this doggone liquor. Every other picture he takes is of a doggone Tiramana bottle that's been put into like a doggone dry ice bat or something like that. You know, that's every other picture he's got.
Come on, man.
So this album, I mean, they could have literally ended it here, right? They could have ended this doggone track at like the 3-minute mark. They could have ended the doggone track, and this track would have been almost perfect. And they let the Rock in do a Tiramana advertisement.
There we go, right there.
Yeah.
Overrated rapper.
Yeah.
Rock.
Yeah, the Rock. Number one on the list.
I'm not even going to give him, as much as I respect The Rock, I'm not going to even give him that much respect to actually say his real name on this. It's just his nickname.
He's Dwayne Johnson. Yeah, he's definitely Dwayne Johnson because The Rock had more swagger. I don't know what the world is going on right now.
I think what it was, he went backwards in time. That's Rocky Maivia.
Look at this. Somebody said The Rock's verse sounds like something you would hear in a Hamilton soundtrack.
Oh God, that is terrible.
Somebody said he was spitting protein bars.
Yes, he was.
Oh man, look, man. Sometimes the comment section is great. Great. Oh my goodness.
Forget this man made your welcome from Moana.
What can I say? Except he fit in better with that. I mean, like my son sing that song all the time, man. You know what I'm saying? Like he be like, yo, can I listen to your welcome? I'm like, I'm done listening to the song, son. I'm tired. Tired of hearing this goddamn song, man. I don't want to hear this song no more, man. So
we're getting his own little pair of headphones, man.
Look, somebody, it's about drive, it's about power. We say hungry, we devour. Put in the work, put in the hours, and take what's ours. And the dude put cold down there, like it's actually cold.
How dare he? Oh goodness. That ain't The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
It's about, I absolutely love that on that The Rock's verse is becoming a meme. it's very interesting because like to me that sounds like a slogan for Terramana. I could be wrong, but you know, like somebody just taught. I mean, he probably had to do that take multiple times. Somebody tossing him a glass bottle. Let me just keep.
I'm about to say because you know they probably smash that thing if you.
Let me just. He probably had to do that take multiple times. You know what I'm saying? Like just the Tech Nine.
Thank you, Terramana. One take. That's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lie to us. Stop that line.
Yeah. So I mean, look, Rock is one of the greatest entrepreneurs of our generation and beyond. Okay. The dude has done amazing things for wrestling and for Hollywood and for stuff. Just leave rap alone. this is not an area you're gonna dominate, bro. Just and I think they say they want to do another one. I was like, oh my God, here we go. But what is this? I mean, honestly, it doesn't shock me seeing it. The proper most of the rappers that people like literally get off by mumbling. Because they're too high on Xanax. So The Rock probably does have a future. At least he's saying something they can remember. you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he's actually doing, like, you know, when the Stone Cold used to sing elementary rhymes? This is literally an elementary rhyme. It's about drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour. We put in work. I'm putting in hours. And take what's ours. That is a nursery rhyme. You're going around with your nursery rhymes, singing your songs. No, this is pretty much Stone Cold. Like called Stone Cold's a prophet. He called this dude out. You know.
Oh goodness.
He called The Rock out in 1998. You know.
Oh man.
Like walking around singing your nurse was on. He said like, he was going to drive to the SmackDown Hotel, roll all the way up, check in the SmackDown Hotel, go all the way up to room 316 and burn that son of a to the ground. You know what I'm saying? Stone Cold, we need you now more than ever. This is all jokes, people. This is all jokes. Rock, we love that dude. We like we really do. Like, but please stay away from beat.
He gonna at least do one album on Strange Music.
A whole album?
Here's the thing about Strange Music now. You do an album on there. You're pretty much gonna have the whole roster on that album. I hate to say it like
so,
that.
So he'll pretty much be featuring in the songs that's his album for the most part.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It'll pretty much be like a Tech N9ne collabos album.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's at least more acceptable. Let's just put him in ad libs and let's keep it at that. Let's let him do what he did at the beginning of the doggone video. It was like, yeah, they're gonna mess stuff up. Like, let him do that instead. Don't give him the microphone. Like I said, like we said about your boy, Tony Yayo. You put him in front of a microphone to rap. That dude is dog is a kitten. But you give that dude a microphone as a weapon, that dude is dangerous.
Shoot, the spitting part, that was Banks' job. That was Yayo.
It's just saying, man. Like, look, you know, it's like all fair game, man. I was just like, nah, bro. Like once I heard him like slow down, I was like, oh no.
I kid you not, because I was on Tidal and I saw that the Tech had dropped the album. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, no, the Tech got a new album out. Okay. So I scroll down the track listing and I see Dwayne Johnson on Face Off. And I'm like,
what's going on?
That there's only one Dwayne Johnson that I know of, and I don't remember him doing any rapping that I can remotely think of. So I'm like,
the closest rapping we heard him do, it doesn't matter. That's basically the closest right. We had, you know, and he was like,
he was providing ad libs for Wyclef. Yeah, that's all.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? You stay in the background. You know what I'm saying? So and then you had, you know, Method Man make that dude like a dog on champion. The Smackdown, the Rock is back, yo. Here they lay the Smackdown on you, whack candy coated axe. That dude, look, Method Man, I ain't getting that right now. Every time I do a Method, a Tical, you know, Method Man verse, I get hype. That's my dude. That dude just got a gift. So it, yeah, like that. Yeah.
So deep, man.
Yeah. That's the dude, man. So but on that, like Tech N9ne, absolutely excellent execution on that. But don't. we know you're not gonna listen to us because we know The Rock will bring you that money. No, because like just for virtual Rock being on there, Rock knew he was gonna draw eyes and he could actually promote Terramana. Let's keep it at 100. You know, so he was like, I can promote Terramana, I can drink liquor on this thing. Yeah, I was like, okay, that's great, let's do it.
Because Tech is he's independent. He owns his own.
Yeah,
his music is his.
Yeah, he can do what he wants to. So yeah, that was it. Rock, like, I can actually advertise Terramana. Like, yes, you can actually advertise Terramana. You son of, I'm in. You know, that's probably how this whole situation happened. It probably happened in that same vein where he was like, I can bring a bottle of Terramana and just drink it in front of people and nobody's gonna say anything to me. No. I'm in. What I need to do? Well, here's this simple rap that we wrote down. Actually, my 4-year-old wrote this down, and we need you to, you know, to deliver as much passion behind this as you can quite possibly do. I mean, since you work for Hollywood, this should not be difficult. He did it.
He owned his own production.
Yeah, he did it. No,
one time.
I said, look. I was at Tech N9ne, man. I mean, how can you deny Tech N9ne? So it's like,
yeah, underrated.
Yeah, like underrated. You know what I'm saying? Like in The Rock as a rapper, is highly overrated.
Two birds, one stone.
Two birds.